Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Good morning. It's Marilyn Ford. How are you all?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing well. You all are just thinking hard this morning, aren't you?
Well, we're trying. This came up last week because we were talking about things that we don't know the name of them, or you know the name of stuff. Anyway, just a long, weird discussion. But so a lot of places, banks, have pneumatic tubes. And then in those tubes, you put a carrier, so to speak.
A cylinder-shaped thing.
That has a little door on it. And I'm sure that has a specific industry name or a common called thing. What do you, Marilyn Ford, bank expert, say that that is called?
We call them carriers. And I thought you were asking about the little unit that they sit in, which is called a kiosk, or the actual pneumatic tube system that carries it back into the bank, back and forth. I didn't really know you were talking about the actual canister. We will say bank canister. If we're talking to a customer, we'll say the carrier. So the canister is what goes up through the pneumatic tube, and carrier is more probably just well known, and that's what we'll use with customers.
I have always been told, and this probably is a lie, that is called a mahogger.
I've never heard that word.
Oh, good.
Well, in your 40 years in the banking industry, if you have not heard the term mahogger, I'm going to say that I am full of beans.
I'm going to say that Brian is full of mahogger.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It very well may be the correct word, but let me just say it's not a widely used word.
I like how you're giving me an out. That's very sweet of you.
That is so nice.
You're the nicest person to be like, well, Brian's kind of an idiot, but we're not going to tell him that.
No, it could literally be that, but I have never, even the service people that come to work on those, I've never heard them say, is your mahogger not working?
All right, I would like you to go around and take a poll of all the people.
Whatever it is you're doing today, just stop that and go play our little game.
Maybe on your lunch break.
Well, you know, I have a news flash for you all. It is Veterans Day, so most banks are closed today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. So we woke you up. I'm sorry.
Oh no. I am not even at home. I've been up and awake and have been at an appointment, and I'm on my way back home. So, no, you certainly didn't wake me up.
All right. Well, thanks for the memo on that, too.
Well, you're well. You know, you all, I know how you're on top of the news. I just wanted to do that breaking news alert.
Thank you.
Veterans Day.
I kept wondering why our kids got an extra long fall break and got that extra rando Monday. I don't know. How did we miss this?
I don't know, but this is a veterans community. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, and Trisha's husband is a veteran.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm glad. Good thing this is a personal conversation. No one's ever going to hear, and we're not recording it, huh?
You know what? I just said it was. You know what?
It's Columbus Day.
I misspoke. I just misspoke. I said it's Veterans Day. It's Columbus Day.
It's Columbus Day.
You know what? I'm going to plead. I haven't eaten breakfast. And I have been to an appointment, and it was burning hot in the building, and I am sweating in my car trying to get a good answer for you.
Hey, you know what?
Are you sweating like a mahogger?
Hey, well, we need each other for this.
Yeah,
so,
we
you
do.
Know, we that's have to help
I'm
each
from.
Other.
We'd say, I'm sweating like a hog, Brian.
Oh, this is the best thing ever. Thank you, Marilyn Ford.
Well, thank you all. You've made me laugh today, and that was worth a phone call for sure. You all have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.